This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Jeff Nowak with you until 7 o'clock tonight, and we're talking LSU and Clemson tomorrow, Tigers and Tigers, Death Valley. Joining us now, Don Munson, voice of Clemson football. Don, you're on with Jeff Nowak and Mike Haas. First off, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you all. Let me tell you, this is a real treat for me. I can't tell you how many times as a kid that I would lay in my bed outside of Asheville, North Carolina, a little town of Montreat where I grew up, and listen to your radio station at night, AM, as I was going to bed. This is a real thrill for me.
Well, it's a thrill for us as well. You're right. It is a powerhouse transmitter that it doesn't exist anymore, right? It's an aberration out there.
It's a blowtorch, is what it is, baby.
I love that. We may use that, but that's awesome. So, wow, what a kickoff for both teams, 9 versus 4. And we had a guest from LSU on earlier, and you possibly four guys, picked in the top 10 of the draft. I mean, it's the atmosphere, everything is just, what a great way to start.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that certainly here in the state of South Carolina and here in Clemson that folks have been counting this one down ever since it was really announced, to be perfectly honest with you. And I think that everybody's excited to go to come to Baton Rouge next year to kick off the season as well. So it's strange that these two clubs maybe don't play more often than they do. Obviously, the only time that we have seen one another here recently has been in postseason play. You all got the better of us certainly last time that we saw one another and won a national championship. But this is what college football should be. You know, big programs playing big programs, and I love it, the fact that we open up late season. Clemson has been doing this though under Coach Sweeney. They haven't ducked too many games like this.
You know, Don, I do need you to know I have told everyone the correct way to pronounce Clemson. We went through this when they drafted Brian Brzee. Everyone was throwing a Z in there. I was like, no, it's a P. You gotta pronounce the P. But yeah, no, and. I do find Clemson interesting. You know, I lived up in Myrtle Beach for about 4 years, and Clemson was kind of the story, right? Like, it was every year. It was either Alabama or Clemson. They kind of fell. It's hard to call them hard times because they were still in the national window, right? Like, you would still see them opening up against Georgia in these games. But it did feel like they kind of lost some of that cachet, especially as we got into the transfer portal era. And I don't know if Dabo has really embraced the NIL part of this whole thing. But, you know, does it kind of feel like they're on their way back? You know, last year kind of felt like the step back into that kind of national prominence, and they obviously would have liked to get a little further in the college football playoff. But, you know, where do you kind of see that kind of phase going for them?
Well, I mean, you go back and it's tough to maintain, obviously, what they did from really 2015 all the way through the 2020 season, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, the way that they went about their business in that period of time and playing in four national championship games, obviously, you know, winning two, you know, and then people just get, you know, they just take it for granted. got back to the playoffs last year. I thought they went to Austin and played well. If they had some defense, maybe they'd get out of there. It was a one score game in the fourth quarter. Clemson had cut it to 7, and then unfortunately their defense gave up a big play, and big plays last year against the Clemson defense were way too often. One of the reasons that we've had a change of defensive coordinator coming into this one here tonight, or tomorrow night, I should say.
So it's so easy to fall into, okay, Cade, you know, Klubnik and Antonio Williams and Bryant Wesco, and then Garrett Nussmeier, Nick Anderson, and Barry and Brown, right? I mean, you can fall into that. This is the game. This is going to be the decider. But I'm looking at, you know, Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, and an LSU offensive line. They did a pretty good job last year, Matt, in the trench battle, right? Not talked about it immensely, but how do you see this playing out, and how do you see this as a factor in this football game?
Oh, I think it's where it's going to be won. I don't think there's any doubt about it that whatever offensive line can control the defensive line, I think that's where this game is won. You know, everybody, you know, it's like the old commercial, you know, with Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine. Everybody, chicks love the long ball. I get it. All right, I get it. But it's the guys inside that really kind of dictate what's going to happen. And I really believe that. Both offensive lines have an opportunity to come out and establish themselves, both defensive lines or defensive front sevens, really. And it's going to be very interesting to see how both defenses go about attacking each other's offense in this one, because there are weapons galore, certainly, from both offenses.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of the quarterbacks, you know, where have you seen kind of Cade? Like, what do you want to see from Cade this year in terms of what's the next step for him? Obviously, he's going to get all the NFL draft hype, but, you know, it does seem like every year there's one or two guys that just kind of skyrocket throughout the course of this season. What would you need to see from Cade for that to happen for him?
Oh, I don't think there's anything that spectacular that needs to happen with him. I think obviously the problem here at Clemson is that he gets, you know, is because of Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence that were sitting there in front of him. Heck, even Kelly Bryant that was between Watson and Lawrence. You know, people forget 2017, Clemson was the number one seed going into the four-team playoff in that time and frame. Got beat by Alabama in the Sugar Bowl in the semifinal game. But I don't think that he has to do anything special. I think that he just needs to continue the progression that we've seen him make. I mean, the kid threw 33 touchdowns, only 6 picks last year, by the way, and he also had 7 on the ground. So he accounted for 40 touchdowns last year. So he just needs to continue to do – maybe his passing completion needs to go up a tick. You know, 63.4, I think, is what he was at last year. And that's also, by the way, his career stat as well. On his career, he's completed 63.4%. So maybe you'd like to see that get to the 68 to 70% range. And if it does, then I think that only spells, you know, big, big things for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You mentioned that 2020 game. I was there. I was working for the Superdome, and to this day, and I maybe one other game, which would have been kind of Virginia Tech and maybe Miami back in the day. I'm talking a long time ago, Michael Vick. That game, to me, was the greatest display of athleticism on both sides of the ball I've ever seen. Both teams, Clemson and LSU, I've never seen a game that just produced so many unbelievable athletes.
Oh, man, they were everywhere. And I always go back, you know, Burrow throws a ball in the first quarter, and if Nolan Turner can hang on to the ball and return it for an interception and a touchdown, I really would have liked to see what would have happened, because I think that could have been a play early on in that game that really could have turned things in Clemson's favor. Now, it didn't happen. And so, you know, Burrow just kind of, you know, he got better as the game went along, and you could just see the confidence growing and what LSU was doing offensively. And, you know, once they got going, once that group got going, woof, I mean, that was difficult to stop. And but Clemson had won 29 in a row coming into that contest. So they were looking for number 30, and unfortunately, the Superdome has kind of been a little bit of a house of horrors for Clemson here as of late.
You know, Don, you should have seen Haas and myself out in L.A. getting ready for the Chargers game, trying to figure out how to pronounce Uiagalelei. I'm sure you had a good time. Yeah, I'm sure you had a good time with that when he arrived there. But, you know, just, you know, simple or complicated pronunciation aside, like, if you can give us a handful of players that maybe LSU fans aren't aware of now that they might be walking out of that game being like, man, I hate that guy because he's just been such a big part of that game. Like, who are some of the under-the-radar players that could have a big impact on the game tomorrow?
Well, I think you would probably start over on the let's start over on the defensive side of the football at defensive tackle. Obviously, Peter Woods moves back inside. He's a known commodity. But the guys that are right beside him, for instance, Capehart, also Safilin Green. I think those are two names at the other defensive tackle position that probably you need to be aware of. And those are definitely guys. Quarterbacks hate it when they get pressure up the middle and in their face, and that group that's inside for Clemson can do exactly that. So I would say that defensively on the defensive front, those would be players that Ashton Hampton at one of the corner spots. You got Avian Terrell that's at one corner. A lot of people think he'll be a first-round pick, but you got this young big corner over on the other side of the football, and this is a guy I think that is. He's just really coming into his own, has had a great summer and a great August camp. Really, really looking forward to see him. The question mark becomes what happens at safety. So Ronan Hanifin, there's another name for you. Number five, Ronan Hanifin, something tells me that LSU will try to test him and test him early. And how does he stand up to it? If he answers the call, then that's certainly one of the guys you could be saying that LSU fans will be walking away from and saying, where in the world did this kid come from? You know, we didn't even hear about him. So that would be you over on the defensive side of the football. I think when you look at the offensive side of the ball, Tyler Brown is a guy that was banged up most of last year, is back. He had a great freshman campaign. Sophomore year was just abysmal for him because he just could not shake the injury bug. So number six at wide receiver is the transfer portal kid that we've had come in, Tristan Smith, number three. He's a big wide out, 6'5", 210-ish. Can go get it, can high point the ball and do things there. So as far as running, obviously Adam Randall is going to get a start. But you talk about name game now, David Ezeumume. So you got to get that one spit out. All right, so
David E.
Get that one. Yeah, Eazy-E. Exactly.
Eazy-E,
right.
Eazy-E, baby.
But Ezeumume could also be a guy I think that could have. He runs angry. One of our linebackers, Wade Woodaz, said that he just runs angry when they go up against him in practice. So it'll be interesting to see if he can have one of those angry runs against LSU tomorrow.
Don, my final question. So beyond LSU, I mean, you don't know about the rankings. SMU's ranked South Carolina. LSU, of course, will have the SEC. It's a weird question because there's pressure on both. But LSU's lost five straight season openers. Like, for Clemson, if they lost this game, Like, is it as important to Clemson? Like, if they were to go 0-1 with their schedule, is it as costly for them as it would be for LSU?
I think so. Yeah, I think both of these teams have something on the line in this. Clemson loses this, and that would be four in a row. They would have lost to an SEC opponent. And if you don't believe, you know, believe me, here in the ACC, where the SEC is still thick, you're going to hear about that. And so I think, yeah. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to just kind of set the tone for what could be the rest of the year. It is one of those games. It's like an NCAA game when you have two out-of-conference opponents that are going up against one another that are highly ranked to start preseason. And that can be a determining factor on a seed when you get to a tournament time. I think that both these teams legitimately can make the playoffs. But it could be also one of those games that, if it comes down to it, could determine – a seed could determine maybe who gets a home game or who is getting to get a bye. I think there's a lot on the line for both these clubs.
Well, we look forward to it. I look forward to it tomorrow night. We look forward to you guys coming to Baton Rouge, and so they're both just unbelievable atmospheres. I understand the night before a game at 7:30, you got stuff to do, so I'm enormously appreciative to take some time and talk LSU Clemson with us.
Anytime. Appreciate you. Let me spread a little gospel to the Clemson Tigers.
we appreciate it. Don Munson, of Clemson football at W. Donald Munson. We'll take a break. LSU and Clemson tomorrow at 6:30 right here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.